This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Now it is time to talk to the Playmaker. His interview brought to you every week by Town East Ford. Good afternoon, Playmaker.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys?
Hey.
The Cowboys are back. We're back.
We are back. That's what I say, too. You know, hey, you take anything you can get. Right now, we got something. And the way I see this, I talked about this yesterday on the air in L.A. I said, all really we're looking at right now, the Cowboys, beating Oakland. It's beating Oakland. Mm-hmm. You know, those are my Super Bowl teams. Oh, it was Oakland and the Cowboys. I said, as the great seer, I knew I saw a great game between the Cowboys and the Raiders. And I thought it was the Super Bowl when I saw it in my dream. But obviously, it's this game right here. And all we have to do is beat the Raiders. That's the only thing. And now we get Zeke back. You go into those last two games. You got a slim chance. A slim chance, but we got a chance. We need some things to happen, but we have a chance. I know we'll beat these Giants with okay. all that's going on. Whoa. With the Giants.
That's what we were wondering, because you're going all the way to the Raiders already. So you don't think kind of firing a coach could fire them up somehow and putting Eli back at starting quarterback?
There's a mess over there right now.
Okay.
This kind of mess doesn't straighten out in 1 week. You may get what you may get now, and this is the part they have to be careful about in New York, is don't give them any life. They're looking for a place to tuck and run. You got to give them that place to tuck and run. Jump out on them early, and they will pack bags because it's hard. You know, I always tell you guys, hope dictates effort. Hope does. Mm-hmm. Right now, this is a hopeless season for the Giants. All of the big hopes they had, the season is hopeless, and all of the turmoil going on around it. So what you want to do is give them and secure their hopelessness by going out, jumping on, get 7 points up, go 10 points up, and I think you can – you can put that game in the bag.
Spagnuolo is the new coach interimly right now, and there's a chance that he might bring back Eli. How much of a factor would that be?
Well, yeah, I hope they go to the young guy first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let us beat up on him a little bit before they go to Eli. But, Eli hadn't been a top 10 quarterback over the last 10 years. And I know, you know, what he has is that ability to make a moment.
Mm-hmm.
He makes moments, you know, because he doesn't get caught up. It doesn't get too big for him, but he makes moments. Now, he also gives gifts, and it's the holiday season. You guys may be in the holiday mood.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I'm saying I'm not going to be overly upset if it's Eli that's starting. I'd rather see the young guy and get a work on and see what he looks like, and then – if they need to or whatever, try to go to Eli. But yeah, you could do this with Eli also.
So how good do you think Philadelphia is at this point? I know some people are starting to question that they don't have a lot of wins against winning teams. Seattle just beat them. How good do you think Philly is?
They're good, man. Listen, all of these teams in the NFL are hard to beat. And you don't go on an 8-game winning streak, 7, 8, 9-game winning streak if you're not a good football team. I don't care what kind of teams you beat. It's still a 7, 8, 9-game winning streak. And you still have to match up. Even the bad teams play great when they know they're playing someone that has been playing great. So when you come in with 5, 6, 7-game win streak, you're getting the best game that 0-3, 0-6 team, 0-17 can give. Yeah, this is a good team. Now, they do have to prove something. I watched that game last night, and I watched it for this reason. I wanted to see if the moment was going to be too big for Carson Wentz, because that was going that's a playoff atmosphere and a playoff moment. And though they lost the game, the moment was not too big for the kid. The kid made some incredible plays,
Well, you know what? Speaking of that game and incredible plays, I watched it, and seeing what Russell Wilson does behind that offensive line is almost unreal. How good is that dude?
It's unreal what he does. I mean, you couldn't help it. And they made a comment on the game last night, you know, about how eerie it is to watch him because it looks so much like Fran Tarkenton. You guys remember Fran Tarkenton running around like
oh,
that?
Yeah.
It's school lot football. It's like give the fastest guy the ball and let him run around until somebody gets open. And then he throws it to him. It's incredible. I mean, he does it. It's almost every play.
Yeah.
You know, you get some people that do this, you know, maybe every other series or every now and then. But it seems it's every play he's doing it. Now, get this. And this is why the Redskins, I think, have such an issue. Because think about this. You have to pay Kirk Cousins all of this money that's going to disrupt your ability to bring other players around him. And he is not the Russell Wilson kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
or who I call the Tom Brady kind of guy, who you could put some things around them that's not the greatest thing, and they still can win with it. You know, Kirk Cousins, you're going to need great talent around you. That's why I say the Russell Wilsons, the Tom Brady's. Now, those are real, real franchise quarterbacks. But we just like using the word so much that we put the franchise quarterback on everybody that plays quarterback, and that's not reality. And everybody that plays quarterback, that we said franchise, then they want franchise quarterback money, which disturbs everything in your makeup.
Michael, two questions here on the same guy, Dak Prescott. First, can Dak evolve into a Russell Wilson type of guy? And then also, how concerned with you were the first four possessions were three and outs?
Well, I'll go to first last because you're asking about him involved.
Right.
Now, when we're coming into this, those first four possessions, and you're playing on Thanksgiving, and you've had your full week. I was concerned. I was like, wow. You know, because I thought we need to have a quick start. We hadn't scored many points over the last 3 weeks, so we have to have a quick start. If we don't have a quick start, then we're going to tank and say, oh, here we go again. So I was like, when those first few possessions, I said, oh, joke. Oh, God. Oh, God. I didn't say joke. It was another word.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, what they call, curse word. That's what I said.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know what
it happens.
Right. But then I looked at it from the other perspective. I said, whoa. Now they went those first possessions, three and out, and then they turned around. You know how mentally strong you have to be to go that many possessions coming off three games where you score less than 10 points. Instead of saying, oh, man, here we go again, and tanking, you turned the other way and cranked it. I like that. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like that because most teams would have folded under that situation. And what you saw was the resolve of a young team that says, no, we are not going away. And they showed up and started playing.
Hey, Mike.
And then when it comes to Russell Wilson, because I know you put Russell
Dak
Wilson.
Prescott.
Yeah, can he?
Dak Prescott. Can he evolve? Dak has those tools. And it's funny. You ask that because you look at it, and I left one guy because he's injured. The other guy that deserves all the money you got in your bank is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's coming back.
Oh, I don't want to hear nothing about Ned. I don't want to hear anything about, you know, we can't pay you this, we can't pay you that. Whatever we got to pay you, Aaron Rodgers, whatever we got to pay you, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, we got to pay you. And then we'll figure out the rest of everybody else after that. Whatever's left, we'll figure it out. Yes, Dak Prescott can become that guy. That's what we have in Dak Prescott. As a matter of fact, when I sat with Jerry last year in the game we were talking about over in L.A., and I'm talking to him about it and trying to convince him to not bring in anybody else, that Dak is our guy, that's one of the things I said to him. I said, Jerry, he is this. He'll be Aaron Rodgers if he sits behind Tony, or he'll be Russell Wilson if he has to play right now. And I thought that was a perfect explanation for what Dak Prescott could be. And here it is, almost a year and a half later,
mm-hmm.
you're asking me exactly what I said to Jerry Jones. So I'm telling you automatically, yes, I said it a year and a half ago, yes, and I'm saying it absolutely yes.
Very good, very good. Now, Mike, before we had you on, we had Stephen Jones on. I asked him this question. I'm going to flip it a little bit for you because we tight. All right, here's the question I asked Stephen. I said, do you think – after the way Alfred Morris ran the ball, the Cowboys, the offensive line was knocking guys down, and they put on a performance and did a typical Cowboys, this is our identity, running the football thing. Defensive coordinators will start respecting the running game. Do you think, now I said to ask Stephen, I'm going to ask you, do you think our own coaches, the Cowboys coaches, will start respecting the Cowboys running game? Says, I don't know if they fell behind 7-0, I don't know if they start keep running the ball. I think they would have started throwing the ball.
Yeah, 7-0, I think we'll keep going with it if we're getting those first down plays like we were getting. Alfred Morris was running great, you know what I mean? And on those first downs, you get first downs. Once you start getting good run, good yards on first downs, then you could do anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's why what happens. People know this, so they start stacking the box on first down.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fall into the trap. Oh, the box is not stacked. Let's throw.
Right.
Now you got a 2nd and 10.
Right.
You know what I mean? That guys, we there are two things here. There are two things here. Yes, Alfred ran well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Alfred ran well. But the other thing is, no, Alfred is not Zeke Elliott.
No.
And sometimes when you stack the box with Alfred Morris, I may consider run throwing the ball. Now, if you stack the box with Zeke Elliott, do what you want, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You bring your mama, daddy, sister, brother,
yeah, good
cousin,
luck with
niece,
that.
Nephew, and friend. We still going to run this ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now if you stack that box with Zeke, here's the kicker, you stack that box with Zeke break that line.
Over.
That's a touchdown.
To the house.
You see what I mean? That's a touchdown. That's why there's a difference. And, yes, he's running well. But, guys, I've always said to you guys, you know, that don't mean you can't put just anybody back.
Right.
Even though Alfred's running well, he's not the touchdown maker that Zeke
mm-hmm.
is. I'm not the touchdown maker that Dez is. Those are touchdown guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those are touchdown guys. Alfred Morris is like me. We'll make plays, but we're not touchdown guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Playmaker. We'll
yes,
talk
sir.
To you next week.
All right, guys. Let's make sure we got a good next week. We got a good win. We'll be coming. Yeah, back win. We'll get this week.
Most definitely.
We're getting it.
All right, Mike. Guys.
All right, Michael Irvin brought to you by Town East Ford every week right here in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.